Welcome to the Eli's Funding Chicago Global Perspectives Broadcast Series for AEPP 2021. I'm your host, Hao Zhezhang, and I'm currently enrolled as a graduate student in the University of Chicago's Pritzker School of Molecular Engineering. Today, we will be exploring the topic of Chicago blues from immigration to urban development. I am a music fan who likes rock and roll, funk, and blues, and I have known that Chicago, one of the biggest industrial cities located in North America, is the most important place in blues history before I came here. Blues is a music type which was originated in deep south such as Mississippi by African Americans using 3rd, 5th, or 7th notes to express the depressed mood. The rise of the blues started at about 1860s, quickly developed before and after World War II, and reached its peak around 1970s. When I searched the history of blues, I noticed that the quickly development term of the blues around the 1920s to 1950s has an indivisible relationship with Chicago. The term has a lot of overlap with the Great Migration. The newcomers and resident listeners make blues confluence, development, and finally become a new form, Chicago blues. Different from traditional country blues in Mississippi, the representative form of New City blues, or also was named as Chicago blues, had features that melodious, delicate, tidy, comfortable, and remove most of regional characteristics. Why Chicago blues is unique? Many of the music types and styles have originated in some typical places, played by local people with strong local characteristics and conquered all the listeners with features. Therefore, it was quite surprising to me that Chicago blues played by outsiders, abandoned some vintage features, and evolved for urban residents. I guess that the history of Chicago and the whole country in this period must be special enough so that this phenomenon can occur. Firstly, let's have a look on a great migration results reported by the Library of Congress about migrations of African Americans. In early 20th century, near 19% of African Americans resided in South. However, from early 1910s, more and more African Americans started moving to the South for escape from sharecropping, worsening economic conditions, and something like that. The lack of social opportunities from Jim Crow laws also motivated African Americans to migrate northward. Their destinations usually were industrial cities, especially Chicago, where have more working opportunities and higher wages. As reported by Encyclopedia of Chicago, the Chicago attracted slightly more than 500,000 of approximately 7 million African Americans who left the South during 1916 to 1970, and the population constitution of African Americans increased from 2% to 33% in Chicago. During this period, lots of bluesmen from South, especially from Mississippi, came to Chicago and continued their blues career, such as Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Jimmy Reed, and William Dixon. They came here not only because of migration, but also for opportunities in the city. As an economy hurt and most popular city in Midwest America, Chicago had a series of best record company that largest music market. Soon afterwards, more and more outstanding blues musicians gathering in Chicago, forming bands and releasing records. These newcomer musicians bring blues to Chicago and making Chicago blues with diversification and has less traditional country blues characteristics. Other important change also should be noticed. That is the evolution of electric guitar. In the earliest days of electric guitar on Rick Kenbaker's website, we can find that the electric guitar starts to appear successfully at 1930s to 1940s. As a central city, the electric guitar starts to be used in Chicago and make a lot of changes. Electric blues arises, and Chicago became a center of electric blues from 1948. In this year, as same as Humphrey's book, Nothing But Blues Decrypted, after Muddy Waters recorded "I Can't Be Satisfied," the Chicago blues become famous in the whole country. The time around 1930s to 1950s is also special. After the Great Depression and the New Deal recovery in 1930s, people need Chicago blues to express their complicated feelings, including sadness, blues, anxious, and hopeful. But after the World War II, Americans had entered a period of economic takeoff and fast development. The people's spirit start to change. Chicago blues start to appear in emotion of enthusiasm and passion to cater the market demand. This is pretty interesting because blues used to be gloomy. With the development of Chicago, people's mental state has become more motivated and active. So the Chicago blues start to branch early rock music, a more motivated music style. So the growth of Chicago blues is just the same as the growth of Chicago City. I wish this research about Chicago blues and the history behind it can provide some interesting insight for helping people understand the relationship between music style evolution and the city, or the people. Music comes from people, and also playful people. People listening to music, and music changed by people. For conclusion, I want to introduce one quote said by Bruce Iglar, founder of Alligator Records. Chicago blues is the music of industrial city and has an industrial sense about it. That is the real reflection between Chicago blues and Chicago City. That's all. Thanks for listening. Bye.